a friend, a writing friend of mine, we sometimes go to lunch together and we get into conversation and discussion, both of us being theologically and politically opposite. Yet, we're both Christians. And so our conversation is always respectful and cordial, no matter where the topic goes. So this last time we were together, there's a young man running for mayor in New York City that is like shocking everybody. His last name is Mondami. I can't remember what his first name is, but she focused on him, I guess, having said he believes in global jihad or something like that. And so I asked her, well, what the heck does that even mean? And since he's running for mayor of New York, why should I care? I live in Albuquerque. I mean, of all the things to focus on, why focus on some two-word phrase rather than ask him, hey, 80% of AMI for rent is not affordable. What are you going to do about that? Focus on that. So my friend was like kind of scratching her head, like, well, I guess you're right. But then she has a bugaboo about things like affirmative action. So somehow the conversation always wanders back to when she was in college. Now we're both almost 70, right? So you know how long ago that was. And you know, she's harping on affirmative action this, affirmative action that. So when she finished, I said, well, what's the difference between affirmative action and a legacy program? They're both preferential treatment, aren't they? I said, if you're for the concept of preferential treatment, then you don't care how it gets worked out. And she got quiet. And she says, I guess you have a point. It's like, right. Why do we allow ourselves to get distracted by small things or you know, particular things and lose sight of the big picture? You know, this is the case in our gospel lesson, right? Jesus has healed on the Sabbath, not for the first time, okay? And notice that in this particular, this particular instance, the leader of the synagogue, instead of attacking him directly, addresses the crowd that's gathered and says, look, there's 6 whole days that you can get healed. The Sabbath is God's. Don't come here looking for work to be done on the Sabbath. Now, that's a backdoor way of telling Jesus, hey, you broke the rules, buddy. But Jesus, rather than focusing on the guy's attack, you know, Jesus goes straight to the heart of the matter. Is it wrong to heal on the Sabbath? But then he addresses the guy and says, listen, you hypocrite. You don't mind untying your donkey, right, on the Sabbath and leading it to water. You don't mind doing your personal business on the Sabbath. So why shouldn't this woman on the Sabbath be allowed to be healed, right? It's like, right. The big picture is someone in need of help and healing comes to God's house for that help and that healing. Where else should she go if not to God's house? And when, if not whenever she needs it? See, allowing yourself to get caught up into the little particulars and details, which may be significant or not, blinds you, pulls you, distracts you away from the big picture, which should be your focus. No matter how lofty the reason. I mean, here's this, you know, the leader's like making out like he's so offended because we are defiling the synagogue on the Sabbath, the day that we're only supposed to give to God. Yeah, right. That's really your problem. You're not fooling anybody, buddy. And Jesus isn't fooled. Says, you don't care about the Sabbath any more than you care about this woman. You are not focused on the big picture. Be focused on the big picture. And that, I say, is our job in the church. We partner with God to be in the business of healing and helping. We can't allow ourselves or shouldn't allow ourselves to be distracted by the particulars, right? I mean, I'm sure if Virginia and I, you know, talked about gay rights in the church, we'd be on opposite poles. But in the larger thing, if I were to say to her, here's a gay person coming to you who's sick, You gonna turn him away because he's sick? I know her answer would be no. Because she's a Christian. And she knows she's supposed to be a purveyor of Jesus's love. So whether someone is gay or straight and they come to a church and the church doesn't like it, if they're sick, she's gonna make sure they get help. That's the bottom line, right? What unites us is Jesus's love. His model of sacrificing for all. Now, don't get me wrong. Getting distracted is a fact of life, right? I mean, don't beat yourself up for it because maybe you get sucked in. You know, a lot of times I'm driving in my car and there's a conversation going on in my head. And I have to stop myself because I'm thinking like, wait a minute, there's only one person in this car. Why is there a conversation going on here? I've allowed myself to get distracted. And I've begun to use a Buddhist model that I've learned from our book club. We're reading a book called Buddhism and the 12 Steps. And one of the chapters said, it is the nature of the mind to wander. So when it happens, don't beat yourself up. Just say, oh, my mind is wandering again. It's going Valerie, Valera, you know. Just recognize it's happened and bring yourself back. Be gentle with yourself when it happens. Today's psalm is one way that we can bring ourselves back from distraction. If we focus on God's character and what results from that, everything else pales by comparison. You know that old chorus from the old gospel, this gospel song, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. It's like, what is really important? So we focus ourselves on God's character, and what results from that, we get pulled back from the distractions. Another verse that I use to help me do that was one I learned in my evangelical days that set Micah 6:8 to music. I learned it in the King James, and it goes like this. He has shown thee, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of thee, but to do justice and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. Don't get caught up in all your self-righteousness. I'm right, you're wrong. It's like, so, using your position, are you doing justice? Are you loving mercy? Are you walking humbly with God? Then tell it to the hand. I don't want to hear it. If you're not doing those things, I don't need to hear about it. Bring ourselves back to what is important. If we focus on the character and nature of God and our experience of God, we won't get distracted by the little things, you know? I mean, I can hear Jesus gently reminding the Martha in me, Martha, Martha, you're distracted by many things. Only one thing is important, and here it is, Micah 6:8, right? Do justice, love mercy, walk humbly before God. If you stay focused on those things, our wounds and our fears and our misinformation, we can't get hooked on it, because the character of God and our experience of God is bigger and larger than our hurts and our fears and our wounds. So I encourage you today, recall that experience or that scripture that helps you when you get distracted, because like that Buddhist model says, it is the nature of the mind to wander. So you're going to get distracted. When that happens, don't beat yourself up. Use scripture. Use your experience of God's love to bring you back to what's important. and help you focus on the right things. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.